Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is Weekend Edition on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody.
Bobby Orr, behind the net to Sanderson, to Orr! Bobby Orr scores from the Boston Bruins and won the Stanley Cup!
That was the call on a Mother's Day 50 years ago today when the Boston Bruins won their first Stanley Cup since World War II. That iconic goal was scored in overtime by Bruins legend Bobby Orr. With us this morning to reflect on that thrilling moment in Boston sports history, WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. Shira, good morning.
Good morning.
The 1970s Bruins obviously were a talented team. They had lots of big-name players, but that one play was particularly special. Describe what happened.
Yeah, I mean, given how much that iconic goal gets replayed, even when there's no 50th anniversary to celebrate, I think that's pretty much burned into the memory of Boston sports fans everywhere. So much so that even when I hear that, you can almost see the goal happening. And so you have the Orr pass to Derek Sanderson in the corner, then Orr takes off for the crease, then Sanderson slips the puck back to Orr, and Orr sends the puck between the pads of St. Louis goalie Glenn Hall. Then St. Louis defenseman Noel Picard trips Orr, and that, of course, leads to the image we all know so well and love in Boston, Bobby Orr flying through the air, arms outstretched, Superman style, as the Bruins win the game in overtime and end a 29-year Stanley Cup drought.
Bobby Orr joined the Red Sox's Ted Williams and the Celtics' Bill Russell as all-time heroes around the city, pretty much with that play.
Yeah, I mean, when you win a Stanley Cup with such an iconic moment, it puts you right into the Boston sports pantheon. Even though Orr was only 22 at the time, that year Orr was named Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year. And then I've heard about a poll that the Boston Globe did in the late 1970s. And in that poll, Orr was voted the greatest athlete in Boston history, beating out Ted Williams, Bill Russell, Carl Yastrzemski, and Bob Cousy. Now, I think the goal being somewhat fresh in voters' minds helped, but I also think that Orr's personality helped as well. I mean, he was always incredibly humble, never wanted to talk about his own accomplishments. And also, while we remember and celebrate the goal, it was part of a remarkable career that included another Stanley Cup in 1972. And we can't forget that Bobby Orr was a player who absolutely revolutionized the game, showing that defensemen could be prolific scorers. He won two scoring titles while he was with the Bruins. And he was the only defenseman to ever win a scoring title.
And what did the goal in the Stanley Cup victory mean in general for hockey in New England?
Obviously, it made the game extremely popular around Boston. Every kid wanted to play and wanted to be Bobby Orr. Rinks went up around the area. There was this massive local rink expansion because of Orr and the Bruins Stanley Cup wins. And I don't think it's an overstatement to say that Bobby Orr and those Stanley Cup wins made Boston the hockey city that it is.
And here we are 50 years later. Where do you think that moment in that championship stand among all the great moments in Boston sports history?
That's a really tough one, given especially all the recent championship success of Boston teams. But it's up there. It's got to be upper near the top. One of the things that I actually remember about the Bruins' run to the Stanley Cup Finals last year was just how many people would gather around the Bobby Orr statue before home games. The statue that shows Orr flying through the air after he scored the goal, the one that's right outside the Garden. You know, Boston is a sports city that really appreciates, really worships its history, loves its sports nostalgia. And I often think big moments, especially the one like the Orr goal, instead of fading away, the attachment to it and the legend around it grows with each year, and especially, obviously, with a big anniversary year like we have now.
Shira, thank you so much for joining us on Skype.
Thank you.
WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer.